There's something about the way you look at me. There's something about the way we laugh. I tell myself, girl, you've been there before. But I can't shake this feeling I have. You reach out your hand, calling out from the other side. And I get closer every second to crossing. We'll be right back.
Yo.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Am I on? Is this working?
Yeah, it's working.
Mic 2. What's going on,
baby? Can you hear yourself?
No.
I think there's like a knob there.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, you can now.
Well, welcome to what may be the last ever show.
Yeah.
Of Chicken Tenders.
Juan Chicken Tenders.
Juan Chicken Tenders.
Yeah.
It's a sad day, but also a beautiful day. Today we are joined by our dear friend Inesu. Inesu, say hello to the crowd.
How's it going, peeps?
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. He has a first-hand witness account of an incredible story in Zimbabwe. It might actually not be first-hand. It might be like fifth-hand, but we'll take
Wait
it.
Wait a minute.
It's got a hand in there.
What episode is this?
It's kind of the conspiracy episode.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Been waiting on this one for a long time.
Yeah, we've been waiting on this for a while.
I love how you saved it for the last show, saving the best.
Yeah. I will concede that we did not do the sufficient planning that we had hoped to do, but
we did.
I have some stuff written down.
I think we've been planning this for so long, like.
Well, we've definitely been planning to do it.
Which is no. Like I've read and heard some.
Okay, all right. I got some ideas, and we'll just let the free flow and discussion flow freely, as in the name.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, 1:10 p.m. on this lovely Tuesday, May the 9th. May the 9th be with you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wrong day. Either way, so what are we going to do? Are we going to actually play music?
Should we? I think we should play music.
We can play a little bit.
We can't have a last radio show without music. I think we should play a song and then get into a conspiracy and then in the middle of the song.
Talk during the middle of the song?
No, like between two songs.
Ah, yes.
All right. Anyway,
I understand.
Just a disclaimer. This is purely for entertainment.
Pure speculation, although based on intense research over the years.
Purely for entertainment purposes.
However, take it with a grain of salt. Viewer discretion advised. We only know what we think we know. You know what I'm saying? So.
I know what you're saying.
Do not take any of this as fact. But it may inform some ideas.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Rex Orange County Television.
Okay, yeah, sweet. No, this
and
is not Rex.
No, it's the next one. Enjoy. And then
yep.
We'll get into it.
Hey, I'm not afraid. I can be myself. And I hope you can be yourself as well. I can make you feel alright. And there was so much happiness that we were still yet to find. I said that you can call me Alex, baby. Welcome to my life. But don't you worry, don't worry, girl. No, I'm not sure if I'm into you. The last time that you checked, I was probably so sad and confused. I don't know, I don't know what you love. But if you're looking for something new, I know somebody that you could choose. What about me? What about me? What about me and you together? Something that could really last forever. What about me? What about me? What about me and you together? Something that could really last forever. I begin to wonder why. I guess that I'd be lying to myself. Because who the fuck would be dumb enough to reject an offer? Oh, what an offer now, 2-2-10-1-5. Couple hours can change your life. Frank saying, oh, what a night, what a night. What the fuck is a girlfriend? I'ma need advice. Maybe I should go outside so I could get a fucking life. I made a friend and she spent the night. Now I'm in love and she remained in my life. Back when we spoke in Europe, I need insurance on my emotions. I can't get hurt again. Fuck the past, fuck them, they all may be sad. And I had no time to prepare to face. If I could just be happy by the end of this song. But if by the time you hear it, you are already gone, and it didn't go to plan, then why should I continue in this life when there's no one around to be the one who makes me smile? So far, everything's good. So far, everything's crowd in tears when they hear this. Is that so wrong?
That was good. That last note was really good.
Yeah, right?
We like Rex Orange County, at least as an artist. Should preface. Here at here at Hwanchuck and Tenzers, I can't speak for anybody else, we separate the artist from the music. We love Michael Jackson's music.
We love R. Kelly's music, too.
Yeah, exactly. We do okay over here. But, Rex Orange County, was that television?
Yeah, that was Television / So Far So Good by Rex Orange County from Africa Princess.
Sick.
And the first song was a little throwback, Bad Reputation by Avril Lavigne, throwback to her first shows.
When our show was called...
No, I think it was this year, though.
I think last semester?
No, this semester. I think it was the first couple episodes from this semester.
We changed it?
Yeah. We put Marvin Gaye in the middle, and then we just put any song.
We did that one when it was Freaks and Beats. I think that was last semester.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Freaks and Beats.
Oh, that's why it was.
Anyways, let's get into the talk, shall we?
Yes.
Shall we? So, that's a front. I'm quite the conspiracy buff, I would say. I've done plenty of research. Over COVID, I spent most of my days playing Xbox while listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. And then, that was kind of my introduction, and then I really branched out to a bunch of other YouTubers and documentaries and just online threads, and there's a lot of compelling stuff out there. A lot of compelling stuff out there, theories, ideas, but also Pentagon released official files. A lot of the ideas surround UFOs, which we will get into. But first... I brought up something. One thing that really caught my eye is the story about Admiral Richard E. Byrd and America's quote-unquote Operation High Jump to Antarctica, which was, I don't know.
When was this?
Back in the day, I think it was like just post-World War II.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 46, 47.
Richard E. Hyde.
Little bit of background. I believe. Well, what was this? It was.
When it was?
No, I know when it was. I'm not exactly sure what their public explanation for this expedition was. I think it was to train equipment and personnel in like harsh environments, but also. What is theorized to be the secret mission is that they were looking for a secret Nazi base that was stationed in Antarctica.
Yeah.
So this expedition, Operation High Jump, led by Admiral Richard E. Byrd, this is no scrub, okay? This is no scrub. He is, in the time, one of the most significant American naval officers, explorers. This guy, the recipient of the Medal of Honor, the highest honor of valor given by the U.S., and was an American aviator, polar explorer, organizer of polar logistics. So when this trip came into mind, he was the first guy. It was a very obvious choice. Okay, yes, Admiral Byrd is the only one who can, you know, who can do this for us. Now, when they went there, I think it's very possible they were looking for a secret Nazi base. Who really knows? But what allegedly happened, and this is from, you know, I guess tellings from the Admiral and his, which I'll mention soon, his short life that he lived after this expedition. It was coincidentally cut short. And also this alleged diary that he left behind.
How short?
Details everything.
A couple of years short? Or
yeah.
Like
less than two.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
You mentioned how he didn't live too long after that. What happened to him?
I think he was probably murdered. I don't know.
Whoa, that's scary.
I mean, I can only imagine. Also, there was something...
Let's fact check that.
And here we are.
Yeah, fact check that. But I also, last night, I saw... And again, none of this is confirmed. But I saw that his son, who was, like, kind of spreading the message...
Yeah.
Years after his dad's death, was on the way to, like, really speak about it publicly. And he was found dead in some warehouse.
Damn. When did his son reveal this?
I don't know. I don't know about his son, but Admiral Byrd died within 2 years after the expedition. And there's this diary that's allegedly left behind, but is like impossible to find or access. So basically, what happened is they went. Oh wait. It might have been a little longer than 2 years. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know.
Anyway, what's the point?
The point is they went on this. They went on this expedition to Antarctica. They were, you know, fooling around.
Yeah.
Allegedly, Admiral Byrd was flying around, and suddenly he starts seeing green. A lot of green.
In Antarctica?
In Antarctica.
What?
A very lush, green, planty area right there in Antarctica. And it was on the inner side of the Earth. It was as if there was a hole. And he saw all this lushness. And so he went in.
Wait, but was it like slightly sunk? Or like inside a hole there was...
I think he saw a little bit from the outside that was sunk. And he went to check it out. And it turned into like a hole.
How did he get in? Did he go with his plane like zoom into the hole?
Flew in.
No way.
Possibly.
Oh, like a massive hole.
I mean, if the theory is true that when he went in, he's found this whole advanced civilization that was living in Antarctica. I mean, it's totally plausible that he would have been able to fly in if it's this massive area. I don't know. Again, nothing is confirmed.
Was this the
but
Nazis?
I have to say... Probably not. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know. But what's so crazy is just this was the most qualified guy. This is a very trustworthy guy to be doing this, to be on this expedition. Like, it's the same we'll talk about with UFOs, too, with, like, Commander David Fravor. These are highly trained professionals in their field, and they are reporting these things. And I don't know, they also reported seeing these advanced crafts. This could have been from that civilization he allegedly saw.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Aliens could be using it. What I think is really interesting, and whether or not this story is true, I think there's something odd going on in Antarctica. Have you heard of the Antarctic Treaty?
Yeah.
All the countries, or most of them, agreed not to go to Antarctica. That nobody can establish dominance or bases or anything there. Everyone agreed, nope, we're not going there. Why?
To not exploit it and damage...
The ice?
The ice that will melt into the water.
We exploit and damage the whole world, but not Antarctica?
because it's a big chunk of ice.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
Well, I don't believe it's a big chunk of ice either.
Yeah. I mean, if, you know what I'm saying? If the Nazis decided to build base there, then there's obviously a strategic advantage about having a base there.
Yeah, and they made
these countries elected not to go there anymore. I mean, but what you did say about the environment is a logical explanation. But
then when you look at everyone else, or everywhere else, nobody seems to care about the environment.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're just preserving.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I was saying that, and I was thinking they could easily be using that as a cover.
That's what I'm. I don't know. I think there's something weird going on in Antarctica. Maybe they found something, or there's some kind of weird testing going on. And then obviously civilians can't really go to Antarctica either. You can to very select locations.
Yeah.
You need a permit to get there, and you can't do any kind of individual exploration.
Yeah.
Why don't they want us to explore?
What's your theory? As of, like, exactly what the civilization is.
I don't know. I mean, I would love to believe Admiral Byrd's thing. It just sounds kind of sick.
Sorry.
But I don't know. I'm a big fan of these alleged ancient civilizations, I will say. So
Atlantis?
Atlantis. I wish I had done some research on that, but there are alleged ruins of Atlantis.
Oh, really?
Or, like, potential location
what
of where
are these alleged sources?
I don't know.
Like I don't mean what are your sources. I'm saying, like, what do you mean alleged? Like, did people reported seeing them or what?
No, there's just based on all of the information that we have, the stories and tales about places like Atlantis. And they do the same thing with stories from the Bible about, like, the Garden of Eden.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I think they've actually found the location of.
Of what it's based?
Yeah, just kind of taking that information geographically and piecing together where it may have been, what it might have looked like, and what the ruins might look like as well.
Right, yeah.
So, I don't know. Atlantis is cool. There are other theories of lost civilizations. I don't have them written down. But other theories are about civilizations that are actually, I mean, that existed and that have been wiped out of history for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Have you guys heard of the... The old world fairs.
The old world
fairs. I saw this
fairs.
Recently.
What is that?
So I guess the first year was 1861. Yeah. So the world fair, a universal exhibition to showcase the achievement of nations for all around the world for everyone to come to. And they were constructing, like, insane. Okay, think about, like, the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
How when you find out you're having the World Cup there, you got to build all these stadiums, all this shit, right?
Yeah.
For the World Fair, they were building insane buildings. Like, so much money going into this. Just ridiculous.
Like, way more than the World
Cup. Just crazy structures. Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah.
And then they're gone. And they're just gone. I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know. I saw a video about it. I can't explain it too well, honestly.
They're all gone?
Oh.
What?
Crazy part about it, I'm not sure which World Fair this was. It might have been the first one, but Nikola Tesla, who we all know and love, this was, like, his big moment.
Yeah.
And he was the one who was powering it. And he was somehow able to power this entire expedition. I don't know how cheaply or just much more easily than we have power these days.
And this was how many years
ago?
This
is in the, I don't know, 1800s?
Oh, crap.
I think this was, I'm looking at one from 1893. I don't know. But that technology apparently worked and then was just ditched.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff about Tesla.
Tesla
was the guy who was looking to change the world for the better, but it wasn't so financially beneficial for certain people.
Thomas Edison came in then.
Thomas Edison. And that's why Tesla's been kind of wiped out of history. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but, like, they didn't tell us about Tesla in school. We never learned about Tesla. They told us about Edison. We never heard about Einstein. Never heard about Nikola Tesla.
Where did you find out about Nikola Tesla?
I don't know, through the years.
Yeah.
Well, like, there's, like, people talk about him, but he's not part of the education system, yeah. at least when I was growing up, which is crazy.
That's true.
Yeah.
He was in Argentina.
Check out the theories of the world fairs, the construction, and the power.
Do the research alongside yeah. the Joe show.
Listen, I can't explain everything to you, but I can provide you some things that may be of interest to you.
Anyway, I think we should...
Oh, yeah. The 1893 Chicago World Fair, illuminated by Nikola Tesla's invention for AC electricity and fluorescent lighting. A spectacle that 18
what?
Blah, 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 blah. 1893.
Damn. Yeah. Okay, I think we should put a song and then yeah, talk yeah, about the Zimbabwe.
Yes, we have our Zimbabwe expert over here.
We have a witness.
A witness of a witness yeah. of a witness who, you know, something like that. We'll get into it. All right, how about a song?
All right, this is Saturday in the Park by Chicago. There we go.
Oh, Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago.
I like the World Fair.
Oh, whoa.
That's crazy. Tesla's listening.
Enjoy.
Saturday in the park. song. That was a good song.
So, wait. Mike, two.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We have a slight PSA public service announcement for you guys.
You know what time it is. That was Saturday in the Park by Chicago. You gotta announce these songs.
That was Saturday in the Park by Chicago, having been announced. Now we're gonna tell you guys a little bit about what you might wanna do next time you go to the river.
Yeah. So, you, Anessa, will be Karen. I'll be SFX and voice, and you'll be Laura, all right?
Sounds good.
Laura. It's Laura.
Laura. Pew pew, ha ha ha. Children's laughing. Sprinkler. Collar jingling.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyway, I gotta get going, but let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Woof, woof, ching 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 ching.
Hey, wait. You gotta make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decompostable, isn't it?
True. But all of that rain and storm water runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will all go down to the nearest drain and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Okay. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Oof. Brought to you by the Mystic River Waterside Association.
Shed. Water shed.
Oh, shed. My bad. Did I say
waterside?
One job.
So that was a PSA. I think we're going to jump to one next song. And after that, we're just going to talk about Zimbabwe. We're our very own witness.
Close out.
This next song is by a fellow friend of ours.
How about this? Actually, let me just mention.
Okay, interrupt me.
Yeah. So, Michael Jordan, right? The greatest basketball player of all time. Right?
Yeah.
After Steph Curry.
He decided to take, in his prime, after winning 3 championships in a row, took 2 years off? Yeah. Yeah, right. No way that was his own choice. The theory, it is known that Michael Jordan is an intense, aggressive gambler. And the theory is that he was in such gambling trouble that David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, forced him to take 2 years off as a punishment for his gambling issues. And
what does he care?
I don't know. It's probably a problem for the image of the league, something like that.
Oh.
But also, his father, Michael Jordan's father, was murdered. He pulled over on the side of the highway in his Lexus to take a nap and was murdered by 2 dudes. And the theory is that he was killed by the mob because of Michael Jordan's gambling debts.
Oh.
Anyway, let's get into a song. Like just wanted to leave you guys with that.
A little cliffhanger.
It's a little sus. I don't know, man. I don't know. 2 years off during his prime.
Yeah, that does.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. This next song is by Emmy Zemi.
I know that guy.
Yeah. We played him before, but he just released a song called Strangers from his new song. Not an album.
And so, remember, Paul is dead.
Paul is dead. Hey, you want to spread more? Wait until after the song, Ben. All right.
All right, Emmy Zemi.
Emmy Zemi. Enjoy. That was Strangers by Emmy Zemian. Man. Okay. What
I wonder
banger
what he wrote
again.
That one about.
Ooh, about strangers.
Okay. That's smart.
It's never a stranger.
Thank you, Emilio, for that.
It's never a stranger.
Lovely melody.
It's always someone we know.
Yeah.
And we have around 17 and a half minutes left.
We do.
Let's talk about the good stuff.
Let's talk about the good stuff. So, I hear we have a Zimbabwean.
Yeah.
Here with us to talk about a specific story.
Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this moment.
Let's speak to the mic.
Yeah, get your mic. Get your mouth in the mic.
There you go.
So let's hear your side of the story. Then we can give a little background on what we know about it and discuss.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite ones. This really sold me on UFOs and us having been visited.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a little background. This supposed alleged event happened in Rua, which is like a small agricultural town just southeast of the capital, Harare. And what happened is it was a local primary school, private school, in case you wanted to know. But yeah, so it was like the mid-morning break, allegedly. So the kids are out in the fields having fun, eating food, playing games. And meanwhile, all this is happening. The staff are inside their own staff room having their own tea, having like a staff meeting or whatever.
Who's looking over the children?
See, like, ideally, even when I went to primary school, when it was break time, it was just the children by themselves and then the teachers go do their own thing. Like, I imagine, like, teaching kids all day, you probably just want a little 100%. Bit of period to just talk to some adults for a moment, you know.
Are you crying,
so,
Ben?
Yeah. Ben's already got the tear works. So, anyways, it was break time. Maybe the other students were like prefects who were in charge of watching the other students.
That makes sense. Yeah. Like the older kids.
Yeah. But it was all children, which is why most of the credibility of the story is lost, because it was all primary school children who range from like age 9 to like 14 max, maybe 13. Yeah. So anyways, what they allege is that there was like a large flash, which is probably the UFO landing a few yards away from where they were playing games and stuff. And then after that, like, loud that bright flash, these 1 to 4 creatures dressed in all black approached the children out of the blue.
What do you mean 1 to 4?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, this is all based on oral tradition.
Yeah.
So some kids say they saw one, some kids say they saw more than one.
I've heard two.
I was there, but
it might have been two.
Okay.
But anyway,
factually
speaking, at least from the people who conducted the interviews, they say that they saw 1 to 4 creatures.
Yeah.
And some of the children started running away, as most people would, like a creature dressed in all black. People run away for the most stupid reasons. So
yeah.
I would not imagine staying. But some kids stayed, you know. Some kids with like balls of steel or something going on, I don't know. But anyways, so the creatures approach them and they try to communicate telepathically with the children. The message is obviously not clear because no one can really speak alien. But what they did say is that the creature was emphasizing something about the environment, like an environmental theme. And in that theme, they were basically trying to convey the message that, hey, human beings, you guys, what you're doing with the earth in terms of all your technological developments and stuff, you are damaging the earth. And the earth is a very valuable asset, not just to us people, but for the entire solar system for some reason. And they wanted to portray that message, but it's just unfortunate that they landed in a school ground with a bunch of kids, so probably no one is really going to hear this message.
Well, I think they did that on purpose, honestly.
You think so?
I think so, because
that's the story I heard.
I think kids are more willing to just listen and take it in. Like, obviously, they're going to be scared seeing.
And it's kind of like sending a message to the young generation.
Yeah, but, like, imagine if a UFO lands, I don't know, some adult area, like if they went to government, what's happening? They're getting shot down.
They're getting shot down.
Like they're not—they're not gonna stand there and listen to them tell them about how the humanity is going in the wrong direction. I think they picked to do children on purpose. One, because they are the future, and two, because they had nothing to do but listen. And children have minds that are not tampered with yet.
I guess maybe it's like they were trying to emphasize, like at the end of the day, like, okay, if the earth is getting destroyed, no one can really do a thing about it other than the people in the future generation, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's what they were trying to do in terms of them approaching children and not a government base, for example, because they could have technically landed anyways, but they picked this rural school in Zimbabwe with children for some reason, and like no one knows what the reason is. But anyways, just like speaking on about the topic, the aftermath and stuff. So we had like a bunch of scientists who came to interview the children. I think the most famous one is John Mack, Harvard University professor,
psychiatrist.
Thank you for correcting me. And so he flew all the way in and he interviewed the children individually and asked them to talk about what they saw. And these are children, mind you. Like, it's one thing for an adult to be like, okay, I got abducted by aliens. And then, like, there's a lot to gain in that context in terms of financial gain, TV shows, you know, like, all the clout that you get from being the person.
Yeah, and also, like you could argue, like, oh, but when you're a kid, you love... Oof, I'm sorry for this background song. when you're a kid, you're like... You like bragging, or like a lot of kids like bragging because they're like a bit more immature. But like, I don't know, you made up randomly that you saw an alien,
right? Not just one kid, but John Mack interviewed them individually.
Yeah,
and they all described the same thing. He even asked them to draw what they saw,
they were
not in the same room, and all of them were drawing the same things. I don't know about kids, but if you're coming up with a conspiracy and you're a bunch of kids, somewhere along the line, someone is going to mess up, and then you're going to see that.
Especially
but John Mack, Harvard-trained psychiatrist, I don't know how many PhDs that dude has, but he's a smart man. And John Mann was like, oh, I think this happened.
I agree.
Obviously, there's not much clout about it, because it happened in Zimbabwe, and no one really cares. And I even managed to meet one of the people who was at that event, some lady who used to work at our school. I didn't know that she was there until I started doing my own research, and I saw her name appear there, and I approached her, I wanted to talk about it. She did not want to talk about it.
Oh, wow.
And one thing that I've seen with most conspiracy victims, they're always eager to talk about these things. So what could have been the reason behind her not wanting to go out and let people know about her message, you know?
I mean, maybe
she was threatened.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I think that happens to a lot of people who encounter those things. I mean, we know about Bob Lazar.
Yeah,
classic guy who's completely threatened. He had to go undercover. But I think this is a really compelling and fascinating story. All the aspects of it, the fact that they were talking to kids telepathically, that the message was about how humanity is moving in the wrong direction with technology and destroying the earth, and that all the students saw the same thing, all described the same, all drew the same thing, and they then, so this was in 1994. I think in 2000, I don't know, a couple of years ago, they brought all those kids back together
as adults
for a reunion, and they all described it the exact same way still. And it was crazy seeing them bring stuff up and then being like, oh my god. Yeah. And it was the exact same. Nothing has changed. They all remember it the same. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking about the message. Like, okay, maybe it might have been 1994. No one took it seriously. I don't know how climate change activists were performing back in the day. But I imagine they weren't as active as they are now. And so this message, maybe it was a few years early. But, like, looking at what's going on at the planet now, like, in terms of all the climate change things that might be a little too late, but hey, we appreciate the effort, you know, like, but like the climate is getting destroyed, the environment is getting destroyed, and it does make sense that someone might have tried to warn us about it, you know what I mean?
Also, back in those days, the idea of aliens and UFOs were just complete bullshit. Like, nobody believed in it at all. It was all a joke. Like, haha, there's no way. Now, we have the Pentagon releasing official footage of... They've renamed UFOs because of the weird connotation with them to be UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. Same thing. But now this is a way more permanent issue. There's supposed to be a mass document released this summer, actually.
Oh, really?
Detailing a lot of stuff, yeah.
From the Pentagon?
Because this was supposed to happen, like, a year or two ago, yeah. And they released basically nothing. It was so stupid.
Well, is this from the Pentagon, too?
The document? I don't know. It's from somewhere official. But the Pentagon has been has released at least three very compelling UFO videos that cannot be explained. And this is from the top.
Isn't the 2004, the pilot one, isn't that one of the ones that released? Yeah, David Fravor.
And again, much like Admiral Byrd in Antarctica, David Fravor is an extremely qualified, high-level military personnel. Like, this is not the type of guy who makes stuff up, and he is the type of guy who's been on thousands of flights and has seen a lot of stuff. So when he saw that, he knew it was something different. This is, for a simple search, you can look up the Tic Tac UFO incident.
The video.
It's just insane. Explain the video? I mean, there was Commander Fravor in, I think, I don't know, the front or the back, and he had this girl with him who was accompanying him, this other pilot. And there's this, they're looking off to the left, it's this, like, white object. I mean, they call it the Tic Tac UFO because it kind of looked like a white Tic Tac, and it's kind of moving in weird ways. And the woman is kind of like, what is that? And they start looking at it, and it starts flying at these insane speeds, changing direction in ways that defy all laws of physics that we know. And I think this is the one that submerged underwater as well. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think so.
No. That might have been... I've honestly seen too many by now.
But Tic Tac one, I don't think that... This is a video. You can look it up on YouTube.
David Fravor, UFO, Tic Tac UFO, whatever. Yeah. This is one of the ones that the Pentagon released. So, I think this is the one where they're in the background going, what is that thing? What is that? That's how I remember.
Yeah. The video is like...
Oh, yeah. This thermal. Is just the one. It's flying at extremely high speeds, and they're picking this up on their radar. These speeds are just unbelievable. And the change of direction, it just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. And then they lost it. Yeah. You guys got to see the video. You got to just see it. The speed is insane. Honestly, just look up all three of the declassified UFO videos. And they're all by U.S. Navy pilots.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. These are not, again, these are not people who just make this stuff up. And the craziest thing is, these are the only the ones that have been released by the Pentagon. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of more of sightings and possible. I mean, obviously the big question is, why don't we have more of this stuff on video? And it's hard to explain.
I mean, there's a bunch of videos that end up, like, I don't know, like people say they're fake.
I mean, there are a lot of fake videos.
There's definitely, I think, like, most of them are fake, obviously.
I mean, one of the things is, like, I'm sure a lot of people have seen one fly by or something super quick, and they're not able to, you know, get their camera ready like that immediately.
Oh, true, maybe.
I don't know. It is weird. There's a lot of blurry footage.
Have you heard the story about those, like, I don't know if those lumberjacks, but they were, like, in the forest?
No.
And, like, okay, we have 4 minutes. I forgot the details, but it's like these people that were in the forest, a couple 20 minutes outside from the town. They were like settling in like a camp, doing something with trees. I forgot what. And like this dude sees like they all see like a light, and like next thing he knows, he's like awake alone in the forest. And 3 days had passed, and the police like interrogated all of the other like co-workers, I guess. And the police was like, oh, you guys are like, you murdered him, blah, 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 blah. Something like that. I forgot the name.
I don't know, man.
That one's... that dude went on Joe Rogan after and talked about it. Yeah, he's like an old man. He's an old man now.
It's crazy.
It was in the 70s, I think, something like that.
Yeah. Well, insane. We got 3 minutes left.
Should we put a song?
Yeah, we should probably say our final goodbyes, though.
I think we have a show next week.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. But just in case.
Let's hope we have a show next week so we can join back in with you guys, our devoted and loving fan base.
If we do have a show next week, it's going to be talking shit like always. It's not going to be this serious.
Yeah. This was a special one. We had to get this out of our system.
Yeah. Hyping it up for too long.
Let's get a song. This has been Juan Chicken Tenzers. It has also been Freaks and Beats. It has also been Macaroni and Juan.
Yeah, Macaroni and Juan Cheese with
Chicken Tenzers, which was a terrible name.
With Chicken Tenzers.
Yeah, it was terrible. And has been anything else?
But that's how Juan Chicken Tenzers.
Juan Chicken Tenzers started. Is much better.
I think.
Chicken Tenzers with Macaroni and Juan Cheese.
Yeah.
Anyways, this has been the show. Hopefully we're back with you guys next week. But if not,
I'm going to miss sign
off. Nice to sign off.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me during this, what may be the last show. If it is the last show, honestly, it's the best show.
Uh-huh.
But thank you so much for having me on this.
And this is a loyal listener, too.
Loyal listener.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Listening to this nonsense. Today's the first day that we actually provide something factual. So
factual.
Proud to have been a part of that.
all for entertainment purposes only, as we said before.
This has been... this has been a good one.
It's been great.
I am Ben Tenzer.
I am Juanchi Tognini.
I'm Nesu Gavera.
Thank you guys for tuning in today, and hopefully we see you next week. If not, you can reach me at 213-453-6975.
That's 123-945.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, baby. Signing off.
Bye-bye.
Deuces.
We love you.
Did you kiss the mic?
Nah, yeah. kissing noise in front of the mic.
That's funny. I see how you read your phone number out there. Trying to do a little Chrissy D tactic. Get some.